Hi there, I'm Bruce Cameron and you're with 2MCE in the central west of New South Wales. This is Come All Ye. Good to have you along today, as always. Program of folk music coming your way. A couple of weeks ago, or a few weeks ago I guess now, I played about 20 seconds of this track and said, I'll get back to you and I'll play the full track in a future program. I was running out of time on that particular day. You'll get the whole lot now. It's Sean Maguire, very fine Irish musician, with a couple of mates, Josephine Keegan playing piano and Roger Sherlock playing flute. We'll hear The Boy in the Boat and Toss the Feathers. Very fine fiddler, Sean Maguire. The Boy in the Boat and Toss the Feathers, as promised a few weeks ago on the program. You're listening to Come All Ye. That's the program. Now, almost 30 years ago, 1997, the Bathurst Folk Club hosted a concert featuring the Wild Colonial Boys, and they weren't Australian Wild Colonial Boys. They came from Calgary in Canada. They were fine musicians and a great bunch of guys. And they sang and played music for us, and it was great. Here's a English song, I think, originally, from the Wild Colonial Boys' fourth album, Twanky Dillo.
Here's a health to the jolly blacksmith, the finest of fellows, who works at the anvil while the boy blows the bellows.
Which makes his bright hammer to rise and to fall. Here's to old coal and to young coal and to old coal of all. Twanky Dillo, Twanky Dillo, Twanky Dillo, 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 Dillo. And a roaring pair of blowpipes made from the
a gentleman should call his horse for to shoe, he'll make no denial, be it one pint or two.
Which makes his bright hammer to rise and to fall. Here's to old coal and to young coal and to old coal of all. Twanky Dillo, Twanky Dillo, Twanky Dillo, 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 Dillo. And a roaring pair of blowpipes made from the green willow.
Here's a health from us all to our lady the Queen and all the royal children wherever they're seen,
which makes his bright hammer to rise and to fall. Here's to old coal and to young coal and to old coal of all. Twanky dillo, twanky dillo, twanky dillo, 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 dillo. And a roaring pair of blowpipes made from the green willow.
Here's a health to the ladies, the ones we love best, who kindle a fire within our own breasts,
which makes his bright hammer to rise and to fall. Here's to old coal and to young coal and to old coal of all. Twanky dillo, twanky dillo, twanky dillo, 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 dillo. And a roaring pair of blowpipes made from the green willow.
Canadian group The Wild Colonial Boys and Twanky Dillo, which is a bit of a anthem for blacksmiths, or was, that's where it came from. Twanky Dillo, not quite sure what the actual term means. There's a few different options available, and one or two of them are fairly risque, shall we say. But the chorus there, a roaring pair of bagpipes made of the green willow, and a roaring pair of blowpipes. Bagpipes, blowpipes, all to do with blacksmithing. See, things you'll learn.
To Canaan's land I'm on my way, where the soul of man never dies. My darkest nights will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear dimmed eye. Where all is joy and peace and love, the soul of man never dies. Where roses bloom in there for me, where the soul of man never dies. It blooms for all eternity, the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear-dimmed eye. Where all is joy and peace and love, the soul of man never dies. Where the soul of man never dies, it shines to light the shores of home. The soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewell, there'll be no tear-dimmed eye. Where all is joy and peace and love, the soul of man never dies.
Soul of man never dies, where there will be
nice restrained version of that song, Canaan's Land. Kate Rusby sang that. Kate Rusby from Barnsley in Yorkshire. And there's some harmony vocals you should take note of there. Eddie Reader from Glasgow, very well-known Scottish singer. Great interpreter of the work of Robbie Burns. And there's a male vocal in there as well from John Jones. He is or was a member of Oyster Band. A Welsh fellow was John Jones. Now, a track from these here parts. This is a group called Collector. They used to come from Bathurst when they performed as a band. We'll hear Gardener's Reel, The Wind That Shakes the Barley, and Colin Charlton's Reel. And I'll let it continue for a second track, not from them, but from a Scottish-American singer. Well, I think he was Scottish originally and lives in the States. Or did he go the other way? I can't remember. David Ferrard, lovely voice anyway, and a song called Jackaro. Thank you.
merchant in London he did dwell. He had a lovely daughter, the truth to you I'll tell. Oh, the truth to you I'll tell. She had sweethearts aplenty and men of high degree. There was none but Jack the sailor her true love e'er could be. Oh, her true love e'er could be. Oh, daughter, your body I'll confine. If there's none but Jack the sailor will ever please your mind. Oh, will ever please your mind. My body you may prison, my mind you can confine. There's none but Jack the sailor can have this heart of mine. Oh, can have this heart of mine. Now Jack he went a-sailing with trouble on his mind, to leave his native country and darling girl behind. Oh, his darling girl behind. She went into a tailor's shop and dressed in men's array. She went on board a vessel to convey herself away. Convey herself away. Before you come on board, sir, your name I'd like to know. She smiled all in her countenance. They call me Jackero. Oh, they call me Jackero. Your waist is light and slender, your fingers neat and small, your cheeks too red and rosy to face the cannonball. Oh, to face the cannonball. My waist is light and slender, my fingers neat and small, but it would not make me tremble to see 10,000 fall. Oh, to see 10,000 fall. The drums began to beat and the fife began to play. Into the field of battle they all did march away. Oh, they all did march away. The war soon being over, she hunted all around, and among the dead and dying, her darling boy she found. Oh, her darling boy she found. She picked him up all in her arms and carried him to town. She called for a physician who quickly healed his wounds. Oh, who quickly healed his wounds. This couple they got married, so well did they agree. This couple they got married, so why not you and me? Oh, so why not you and me?
Yes, if you were dozing off there, not really paying attention to the lyrics, right at the end, well, that couple got married, so why not you and me? Huh? What? Huh? Who? Pardon? That's David Ferrard with Jackero. David Ferrard, I did look up some information for you because I was so ignorant at the beginning of that track. I've forgotten all about him. He was born in Edinburgh, American mother, Scottish-Italian father, spent his childhood both in Scotland and in the States, came back to the UK to study languages at Oxford. After a gap year teaching in Morocco and studying French literature at the Sorbonne, as you do, and he's lived and worked in France, Germany, Belgium, Morocco and Turkey. He's worked for the Quakers in Brussels. He's worked with the European Parliament and other peace organisations. And in his mid-20s, he decided to get involved in folk music. And his album, which is called Across the Troubled Wave, was the featured album on the program when it came out some time ago. I'll play an instrumental by the Poosies called Meyer's Broedvals. With it, they'll put Tankeka and Lost in Fishponds. This is another Scottish group. They've had lots of lineup changes since they formed in 1991, but this was a pretty good lineup when they released this album called Infinite Blue.
Thank you.
That group is called the Pusies, Scottish group. Anything up to seven or eight people in that band, mostly females, and all good musicians. We heard Meyer's Brudvals, Tan Kika, and Lost in Fish Ponds. Now, on Come All Ye, it's time for the featured album to raise its head. It's called The Sop, S-U-P, Sop. Song's about the drink, but it's not a bunch of barroom ballads or barroom belters, whatever you want to call them. Sung by an Irishman now based in Ontario in Canada, Paddy Boyle. He's been singing and recording for quite a while. This is his first album, I believe, The Sop, only released in 2026. And I think some of these songs are quite impressive in their subdued presentations, and the accompaniment is rather good as well. We'll start with a song called Johnny Jump Up. It's written by Jimmy Crowley, who has himself recorded some barroom belters over the years. It was recorded by Christy Moore in 1976 for his solo album, Christy Moore, it was called. Johnny Jump Up describes the magical qualities to be found in a drink. Qualities even extend to raising the dead. Paddy Boyle's vocals convey the appropriate sense of mystery. Ooh. So, featured album, The Sup, songs about the drink, from Irish artist Paddy Boyle, resident in Ontario. The first track we'll hear today.
I'll tell you a story that happened to me. One day as I went down to Yall by the sea, well, the sun it was bright and the day it was warm. Says I, a quiet pint would do me no harm. I went in and I called for a bottle of stout. I'm sorry, says the barman, all the beer is sold out. Try the whiskey or the brandy, 10 year in the wood. Says I'll try cider. Johnny Jump Up. After lowering the third, I went straight to the yard, where I bumped into Brophy, that big civic guard. Come here to me, boy, don't you know I'm the law. I upped with me fist and I shattered jaw. He fell to the ground with his knees doubled up, but it wasn't I hit him, 'twas the Johnny Jump Up. The next man I met down in Yall by the sea was a cripple on crutches, and says he to me, I'm afraid of me life, I'll be hit by a car. Will you bring me across to the railway man's bar? After drinking a quart of that cider so sweet, he threw down his crutches and he danced on his feet. A man died in the Union by the name of Nab. They washed him and they put him outside on the slab. And after the undertaker his measurements did take, the wife took him home to a jolly fine way. 'Twas about 12 o'clock and the beer it was high, when the corpse he sat up and says he with a sigh, "Oh, he can't get to heaven, they won't let me up till I bring them a quart of the Johnny Jumbo." Oh, never, oh, never, oh, never again, if I live to 100 or 110. Sure, I fell to the ground and I couldn't get up after drinking a quart of the Johnny.
Johnny Jump Up from Paddy Boyle. His album The Sup, Songs About the Drink, is our featured album on Come All Ye Today. More from Paddy Boyle in just a little while. Here's Paul Butterfield. Put your hand up if you remember Paul Butterfield and the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Ah, good, there's a few of you. Well, here's a song by Big Joe Williams. We'll hear Paul Butterfield singing it. There's some harmonica and he'll be playing harmonica as well, of course. That's Paul Butterfield's chosen weapon. Maria Muldaur and her then-husband Jeff Muldaur will be playing as well. Maria Muldaur playing fiddle, unusually, and singing. Jeff Muldaur, electric piano, and some guitar from Amos Garrett. This is from an old album called Better Days.
Way down here with a ball and chain, baby.
Scottish group Ossian. Lovely set of tunes. The St Kilda Wedding, Perry Werry, and the Honourable Mrs Moll's Reel from an album called St Kilda Wedding. Now, we haven't heard from Chris Matthews for a long time. C-R-Y-S, that's the way she spells her first name. Well, we're going to. Interesting voice she has. This is a song called Last Night I Had the Strangest Dream. You might recall it, if you're of a certain age anyway, from Pete Seeger, the Weavers, Simon and Garfunkel, Kingston Trio, or a little bit further out in left field, Johnny Cash, Liberace and Bruce Springsteen. They all recorded it. It's a song composed by Ed McCurdy in about 1950. Last night, I had the strangest dream, and it's a good anti-war song.
Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever had before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war. I dreamed there was a mighty room, and the room was filled with men, and the paper they were signing said they'd never fight again. And when the paper was all signed and a million copies made, they all joined hands and bowed their heads, and grateful prayers were made. Last night I had the strangest dream I've ever had before. I dreamed the world had all agreed to put an end to war.
I hadn't heard that song for such a long time, and all of a sudden it turned up in my email as a demo single, and a fine song it is too. As I said, composed by Ed McCurdy in 1950, just at the beginning of the Korean War. It's never really fallen away from relevance, has it? That sort of lyric. Ah, well, on we go. This is the Longford Weaver next. This is another song from the featured album by Paddy Boyle, an album called The Sup. It's a more reflective song, like that last one, I suppose, in some ways. It dwells on the downside of overconsumption. All the songs on this featured album are concerned with the drink, not necessarily in favour of it. This one... yeah, it's a gentle sort of song. It tells a woozy story to a tasteful backing of strummed guitar and softly picked banjo. The Longford Weaver.
For five long quarters I have been weaving, and for me weaving I was paid down. I bought a shirt in foremost fashion, all for to walk up through Longford town. I walk it up and through Longford city, her Nancy's whiskey I chanced to smell. I thought it fun for to go and taste it. These five long quarters, I've liked it well. I entered into a little alehouse, begged Nancy's pardon for making free. And Nancy met me at every corner, your hearty welcome, young man, says she. We both sat down at the little table. He looked at other a little while. We both sat down at a little table, and Nancy's whiskey did me beguile. I found myself in a little bed. I tried to rise, but I was not able, for Nancy's whiskey had held down my head. When I arose, I the following morning, I asked the reckoner, I was to pay. It's 15 shillings for ale and porter. Come pay it quickly now and get away. I put the money out on the table. I'll leave this money out with the rest and drink a health to every young man and the wee lassie that I love best. And I'll go home and begin me weaving. I'll steer me shuttle another while. And if I live for another season, it's Nancy's whiskey.
You're listening to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and we've been listening to Paddy Boyle with a song called The Longford Weaver. More reflective side of consumption, I suppose you'd say. Alcohol consumption, not the medical condition. Next track, an instrumental, features a lot of electricity, meaning it's got synthesizer on it. And I'm not usually a great fan of synthesizer, I myself personally. But it's interesting. It's the way many people approach their music these days. The tune is called The Drunken Landlady, by coincidence. And the artist is Lisa Murphy, who plays whistle. I'm going to let her have a second crack at a song from the same album. It's called Skylark. The song is Nancy Spain, and it's a bit more subdued, although still with synthesizer. A song composed by Barney Rush, maybe more familiar with Christy Moore singing it. See what you think. Lisa Murphy, The Drunken Landlady, then Nancy Spain.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Of all the stars that ever shone, not one can twinkle like your pale blue eyes. Like golden corn at harvest time, your hair sailing in my boat. The wind gently blows and fills my sail, and your sweet scented breath is everywhere. No matter where I wander, I'm still haunted by your name. The portrait of your beauty stays the same. Standing by the ocean, wondering where you've gone, or if you'll return again. Where is the ring I gave to Nancy Spin? Daylight peeping through the curtain of the passing.
I'm sorry, that's Lisa Murphy from an album called Skylark. Nancy Spain, a song composed by Barney Rush. Before that, The Drunken Landlady. Lisa Murphy, a bit of vocalising and whistle playing the melody. Do you like poetry? Yes, I know you do. Well, Jocelyn Terry will introduce this next one for you.
Dylan Thompson. Martyr to the Terps, Dylan Thompson frequently woke in unfamiliar circumstances and attempted to catch the speech rhythms of the sea. Here he is with A Child's Christmas in Warrnambool.
One Christmas was so like another in those years that on the sea town corner now, that I can never remember whether it was 106 degrees in 1953 or whether it was 103 degrees in 1956. All the Christmases roll into one down the wave-roaring, salt-squinting years of yesterboy. My hand goes into the fridge of imperishable memory and out come salads and sunburn lotions and the brief exuberant hiss of beer being opened and the laugh of wet-haired youths around a Zephyr 6. The smell of insect repellent and eucalyptus and the distant, constant, slowly listless bang of the flywire door. And, resting on a formica altar, waiting for Ron, the biggest pav in the world, a magic pav, a cut-and-come-again pav for all the children in all the towns across the wide, brown, bee-humming, trout-fit, sheep-rich, two-horse country. And the aunts, always the aunts, in the kitchen on the black-and-white photographed beach of the past, playing out the rope to a shared childhood, caught in the undertow and drifting. And some numerous uncles, wondering occasionally why they want each other, coming around a letterbox to an attacking field in the test match and being driven handsomely by some middle order nephew, skipping down the vowel flattening pitch and putting the ball into the tent flaps on the first bounce of puberty.
Recognise John Clark's voice? Of course you did. Channeling Dylan Thomas there with Dylan Thompson from John Clark's Complete Book of Australian Verse. What a talent he was. Another one from Paddy Boyle now. This is The Humours of Whiskey. Another song lots of people have sung. In this version, it's another quite gentle song, quite melodic. The song's lyrics consider the many benefits of whiskey consumption and conclude with the assertion that if it hadn't been for whiskey, Isambard Kingdom Brunel would never have completed the Thames Tunnel. It's a little bit laboured because they make Brunel rhyme with tunnel.
Let your quacks and newspapers be cutting their capers and curing the vapors, the scratch and the gout, with their medical potions, their serums and lotions, upholding the notions they're mighty put out. Who can tell the true physic to all things pathetic and pitch to the devil, cramp, colic and spleen? You will know it, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth to the brink of a glass of poutine. So stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, what botheration, no dose in the nation could give consolation like whiskey, me boy. Come guess me this riddle, what beats pipe and fiddle? What's hotter than mustard and milder than cream? What best wets your whistle? What's clearer than crystal? What's sweeter than honey and stronger than steam? What'll make the dumb talk? What'll make the lame walk? What's the elixir of life and philosopher's stone? And what helped Mr. Brunel to dig the Thames Tunnel? Well, wasn't it whiskey from Howling Shore? So stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, it's no wonder if lightning and thunder was met from the plunder of whiskey, me boys.
Two tunes, The Peacock Hornpipe and Henry Caves. Traditional tunes, both, from a group called the English Fiddle Ensemble. Their album is Engrained. It came out of 2025. The musicians were Bryony Griffith, Jim Boyle, Ross Grant and Rosie Butler Hall. And I need to dig into that album a bit more deeply, I think, because there's some nice tunes on it. I haven't given it fair consideration on the program yet, but I will. You're listening to Come Augie on Community Radio 2MCE, 92.3 in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange. We're online as well, of course, www.2mce.org. And if you go to that address or the program's address, comealdie.com, press a couple of buttons, you can listen on demand to older programs. Or this one again in a couple of days once I get it up there. Two tracks now from The Noah's Ark Trap, which is both the name of a Nick Jones album and a chess manoeuvre. First The Wanton Seed and then Jackie Tarr. Nick Jones and a track, or two tracks, from his album The Noah's Ark Trap. And he has always had an interest in chess, Nick Jones, and hence the use of that term for the title of the album, The Noah's Ark Trap. We heard him playing fiddle, and a pretty fair fiddle he was too. Not so much now, unfortunately, because he's able to play guitar a bit, but had a car accident a long time ago, 1982, which did a bit of damage to his coordination, so he can't play fiddle, but strum away at guitar, yes. We heard Jackie Tarr, that fiddle tune, and Nick Jones singing The Wanton Seed, a naughty song. We'll have time for two more, I think, from the featured album, The Sup by Paddy Boyle. And here's one of them. This is Dicey Riley.
Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. It's off each morning to the pop, and then she's in for another little drop, and the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley. She walks along Fitzgibbon Street with an independent air, and then it's down by Summer Hill, and as the people stare, says she, it's nearly half past one, I'll just drop in for another little one. And the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley. Oh, poor old Dicey Riley, she has taken to the sup. Poor old Dicey Riley, she will never give it up. It's off each morning to the pop, and then she's in for another little drop, and the heart of the rowl is Dicey Riley.
She did get a bit carried away, didn't she? Here are the high-level ranters. I'll play two tracks from this album because it's a nice album. It's called Border Spirit, an early one of theirs. First of all, the Canny Shepherd Laddies, then King's Hall.
Songs about your soldiers and your sailors by the score, and tinkers and of tailors, and many a canny few more. But I'll sing you a wee bit ditty that you've never heard before, and the canny shepherd laddies of the hills. Oh, the shepherds of the Kookaroo, the Alwyn and the Reed, oh, the Beaumont and the Wemyss, they are the same breed. With the collie dogs beside them and the stick were horned heed, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. They climb out among the heather, there is torn the break of day, through the peat among the moss hags and the bones that wind away. If they see a sheep that's mucky or a tip that slipped its way, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. Oh, the shepherds of the Cookin, oh, the Alwyn and the Reed, oh, the Beaumont and the Wemyss, they are the same breed. With the collie dogs beside them and the stick were horned heed, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. Now they send the dog around the sheep that tries to gun out wide, then the whistle with the notes so shrill, the dog lies in its stride. Come by now, come by here, us I'll stick your dusty hide, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. If the lambing time is stormy, they will course and they will swear, there's a lamb that's lost its mammy, and indeed you know what they are. The sum is tin the sickness, nay more trouble cannot bear, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. Oh, the shepherds of the Cuckoos, oh, the Alban and the Reed, oh, the Boomant and the Flemish, they are all the same breed. With the collie dog beside them and the stick horn and need, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. If the winter time is stormy and the drifts are piling high, then never fail to take the risk, though in the snow might die. But to put the sheep in tears still, that they might safely lie, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. At the back end to the mart the gan, and if the price is dear, to celebrate the treat the pals with whiskey or with beer. But if the prices they are low, why it takes a drop to cheer a canny shepherd laddie of the hills. Oh, the shepherds of the Cuckadoo, the Alwyn and the Lee, oh, the Beaumont and the Flemish, they are the same breed. With the collie dogs beside them and the stick horn in hand, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. Now we are torn out to Alwinton to see the shepherd show, and into Foreman's for a drink where will our cronies go. We'll roar and shoot and dance and sing, but fate, God bless yous, no, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. Oh, the shepherds of the Cuckadoo, the Alwyn and the Lee, oh, the Beaumont and the Flemish, they are all the same breed. With the collie dogs beside them and the stick for horn and heed, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. Now I've said nae word about the wives, for I think there is nae need. In every house that I have been, I think they are the heed. But mind you'll all agree with me, why it takes good stock to feed a canny shepherd laddie of the hill. Oh, the shepherds of the Cuckoo, oh, the Alwyn and the Reed, oh, the Beaumont and the Flemish, they are all the same breed. With the collie dogs beside them and the stick horn and heed, that's the canny shepherd laddies of the hill. Good lads, come by now, dogs, sit.
distinctive sound of the Northumbrian small pipes there on that tune called King's Hall. Before that, the Canny Shepherd Laddies from an album called Border Spirit by the High Level Ranters, both those tracks. And you might, if you're an aficionado of Australian colonial type music, you'll know the Canny Shepherd Laddies melody is the same as Happy Drovers on the Sandy Maranoa. We have time for a few more. This is Blackbirds and Thrushes, Neve Parsons, Graham Dunn, Terry Clark Coyne and Tony Gibbons, live in concert. Blackbirds and Thrushes, and they'll also launch into a bit of melody with the Musical Priest. I don't know why I told you who they all were, because I think Neve Parsons is going to introduce them somewhere along the line anyway. Woo!
Young ladies were blackbirds and thrushes. If all the young ladies were blackbirds and thrushes, then all the young men would go beating the bushes. Right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal. If all the young ladies were ducks on the water, if all the young ladies were ducks on the water, then all the young men would go swimming in laughter. Right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal. If all the young ladies were rushes a-growing, if all the young ladies were rushes a-growing, then men with their sides would be out without mowing. Right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal. If the ladies were all trout and salmon so lively, if the ladies were all trout and salmon so lively, then divil a one would go fishing on Friday. Right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal day. If all the young ladies were hares on the mountain, if all the young ladies were hares on the mountain, then men with their hounds would be out without counting. Right, fal-da-dal, diddle-dal, diddle-dal day.
Thank you. for weevil, told the farmer, don't you buy no more pills. You won't have enough money to even pay your drugstore bills. You won't have enough money to even pay your drugstore bills.
Your grand long bill, I got it from Texas, way out in the western hills. Where, yeah, boy,
way out in the panhandle, way out in the western hills. Way out in the panhandle, way out in the western hills.
Blues, Boll Weevil, that song, of course, from the Hobart Smiths, who come from Hobart. Final one from the featured album. This is the Tinker's Potsheen. I wasn't familiar with this song, but that doesn't mean much. The description provided by the reviewer of this album, from Paddy Boyle, says, we stick to the old favourites for a heartwarming melodic interpretation of the Tinker's Potsheen. Well, it might be an old favourite, but I'd never heard it before. Still, here it is. The Tinker of the song's title is proud of his heritage and of the distilling skills he learned from his father, and which he intends to pass on to his son, the Tinker's Potsheen.
It's time that I taught you to make the potsheen. Well, he taught me the trade and I learned it right well. I met the finest damn potsheen any tinker would sell. And I used the same still as me father. Well, it's been in the family 100 years or more. Well, I sold my potsheen from Derry down to Cove, from Donegal to Dublin. Potsheen's my living and the roadside's my home. I married a lassie, a colleen so fair. Her father and mother were tinkers from Clare. Oh, to have my own son, it's my fondest dream. I would teach him the trade of the tinker's machine. Oh, to have my own son, it's my fondest dream. I would teach him the trade of the tinker's machine.
Very gentle approach to the music on this album. Paddy Boyle, based in Ontario, but distinctively Irish originally. That song brings us to a close, just about the end of the program, folks. The featured album, once again, is called The Sup, Songs About the Drink, self-published by Paddy Boyle, released early in 2026. And I leave you with a track from the Celtic Fiddle Festival, Christian Lemaitre, André Brunet, Kevin Burke and Nicolas Kemener, live in a concert in Brittany. This is a set of gavottes. Lots of different gavottes, swing-type things. I'm Bruce Cameron. See you next time. Bye now. Thank you. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.